speak forever.
This is Gene Lance on the Workers' Beat Extra.
On March 19th, 20th, and 21, the United Auto Workers Region 8 held their political conference in Frisco, Texas, and I was privileged to get to go because I'm a United Auto Workers member. So they talked all the way through about politics. I was very pleased to see that they do not have any dissension in the ranks. You know, the auto workers just had a very controversial election last year, and some of the races were quite close, especially the race for president. But the auto workers today, I can tell you, are closely joined. Ranks are closed. We're marching in step, and we're fighting together for the good of working people. So they did some very good stuff. They came out very strong for President Biden. Of course, the union had already endorsed him. And they were not very happy at all with the record for Mr. Trump. But the thing that I was pleased about the most was that they paid quite a bit of attention to the retirees and especially to women. So the auto workers union is doing the right thing and moving forward, and I was very happy about it. They capped off on the final day of the conference. They went to the Texas Food Bank, the North Texas Food Bank, where most of the food that goes to the needy in North Texas gets processed. Now they have a problem there because they have to unpack a lot of the food that has been bought or donated, and they have to repack it into family-sized packages. So they use a lot of volunteers. Well, we brought a bunch of volunteers. In fact, we brought about, I'd say, 120 at least. We had not only 115 or so auto workers members, auto workers leaders, but we also had a delegation from the Texas AF&L State Federation. The whole thing was organized, of course, by Lou Lucart, who is the principal officer of the Dallas AF&L CIO. So we all ended up going to the North Texas Food Bank, and here's some of the stuff that happened.
I'm standing in front of the North Texas Food Bank with about 100 UAW members. Some of them got their fists up. Well, this is a women's only picture here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking to Big Ray Edmondson. What are you guys doing at the food bank?
Day of community action.
A day of community action. And this is part of a meeting that you were at?
It's part of the CAP conference for leadership.
What's CAP?
Community Action Program.
So the UAW just goes out and helps people sometimes?
Yes, we do. Every year we schedule an event, and then we're supposed to do it all the time.
Uh-huh. So it's like the Jewish tradition that we always try to make room for some kind of human improvement, right?
Yes, we do, 100%.
And how's the conference going so far?
The conference is exciting. Learning a lot of things, how much we reach out to community, how much we stick together, help each other, as well as the community.
And what about politics? Are people upbeat about the 2024 elections?
Definitely. Trying to make sure we get our GOTV plan together and get organized on that as well.
What's GOTV?
Get out to vote.
So we're gonna get out to vote, and we're going to win in 2024.
Yes, we are. Get boots on the ground.
All right. You want to add anything else from our podcast?
Not just yet. I mean, this is going to be exciting. We got a bunch of members from around the United States, and we're looking forward to it. Region 8, UAW.
And we're going to go in there. The UAW is going in there in force. Looks like at least 100 of us. We're going to go in there, and we're going to package the food for the hungry.
That's what I'm hoping. This is my first time at it. I'm not sure what the job's going to be, but we're going to tackle it 100%.
All right. And Lucart arranged this. Did you know how to arrange this, Lou?
I tried to make some arrangements for the North Texas Food Bank.
And you're the principal officer of the Dallas AFL-CIO.
Yes, sir. And we're happy to help our brothers and sisters with UAW get arranged here at the food bank.
All right. Did they get anybody else up here?
I think the Texas AFL. Oh, by the way, there she is.
And it's Lauren Giles.
Hi, everyone. Lauren Guild, lead field organizer with the Texas AFL-CIO. Thank y'all for including us. We're happy to be here and show our support for UAW and be here getting to know the members on the ground at the North Texas Food Bank.
You drove up here over 200 miles from Austin.
Yep, and I'm driving back later today as well. So just happy to be here.
Were there any others from Austin?
Yeah, there are a couple more joining us. I think we have five people from our office total who all took the trek all the way up to North Texas to join y'all today.
Well, that is absolutely impressive how the labor movement is getting together to help the whole community, starting with the Auto Workers Union from their political meeting. It's Region 8 of auto workers and everybody else.
Getting our instructions from the North Texas Food Bank.
So y'all are going to be helping us to break down those large containers of produce and re-kit them.
Now we're in here. The assembly line is working. And every now and then somebody yells, "Who are we?" UAW. Because they're running out of slots. We have more people here than they have places for us to work. Now that is unusual, because usually the North Texas Food Bank will take everybody they can take. But they let me and Ed Sills, the Ed Communications Director, come in as picture takers. Everybody's running around here yelling UAW, UAW, and having a great time. I'm looking for some of the retirees. It's pretty impressive. We're in a great big holding room for the North Texas Food Bank. I see Big Ray Edmondson from this area, but most of these guys are from somewhere between New Mexico and Florida. There's a 17-state area involved in UAW Region 8. In land mass, it is the largest district in the whole United Auto Workers. And picture taking is going on everywhere, and we're having a really great time so far. It's pretty impressive, I must say. Whereabouts are you from?
Maryland.
And Maryland's part of Region 8?
Yep.
Yes, I didn't know that.
Yes, sir.
Is that as far east as it goes?
I believe Delaware might be a little bit farther east.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So this is a really, really, really big district.
Yes, sir.
Have you been in Texas before?
For personal travel, not for UAW.
And what do you think about this idea of coming over here to package food for the hungry?
Oh, this is a great experience, a great opportunity. I'm glad to be here.
Well, that's great. Thanks so much. And you came up here from Austin?
Yes. By the way, it's Ed Sills. I'm Communications Director of the Texas AFL-CIO.
No kidding. And you drove up here 200 miles?
Absolutely. This is a fantastic community service event, and community service is part of what the labor movement does. And when we heard UAW was having a major event, we wanted to be with the union and to help them perform the community service.
Don't you have some background in commercial news reporting?
I was a newspaper reporter at the start of my career, a member of the News Guild. It was a great start for getting into labor communications, for sure. And it also was a great start for fully appreciating what the News Guild is doing these days in terms of organizing.
They're picking them off one by one, aren't they?
One by one, and in a record amount of time. Hasn't been like this in the News Guild since the 1930s, when they first organized.
We were very proud when Dallas and Fort Worth newspaper journalists joined the News Guild.
Absolutely, and now you can add to that the Texas Tribune, the Austin American Statesman, the San Antonio Express News, several online publications as well.
So another way of saying that is, even in Texas, we're organizing the journalists.
Yes, and Texas is busting the myth that you cannot organize in a right-to-work state. It's happening here, and it's happening everywhere in the United States.
From the point of view of a real news person, and you're the only one I know, what's newsworthy about this event?
What's newsworthy is, I think it puts the United Auto Workers in a somewhat different light. All the news lately has been about organizing non-union auto plants. It was about last year's historic strike and the historic contract that was achieved as a result of that strike. And this shows that United Auto Workers, like the rest of the labor movement, is out there in the community doing good work that doesn't necessarily have to do directly with union organizing, that unions want to be the best possible citizens, just as other organizations do.
Would you have expected to find people as united and as cheerful as all these guys are here early in the morning like they are? Because all of this stuff in the labor movement is also divisive. And usually, and the saying is, if you please somebody in the labor movement, you're going to make somebody else mad. So would you be surprised to learn that how pleasantly everybody is united in this event?
I can't say I'm surprised. I think that our core notion is one of solidarity. And solidarity, to me, encompasses, even when you might disagree on an issue, and maybe even an important issue, that the larger good is taken into account. Now, I don't think there's any disagreement about doing community service, though, so I think that's part of the reason everyone is in such a great mood this morning.
But there is disagreement, don't you think, about politics?
Oh, absolutely, there's disagreement about politics. And we know as a movement that some of our members will vote one way and some will vote the other way. But all of us agree on the concept and the action that is taken by labor unions. Whether you're voting in one direction or another, I think we are on the same page when it comes to the value of speaking up together as workers.
But this UAW meeting that's been going on in Frisco, Texas for the last 3 days shows complete unity. There's about 150 UAW people here, and I didn't hear any dissent at all as we prepared to support President Biden in 2024. You think that the labor movement is going to pull together on that?
I think it's happening as we speak. President Biden is the first president to walk a picket line. He recently came out against a foreign purchase of U.S. steel, in large part because he wanted to protect the American workforce and the union workforce. His labor department has been more active than any labor department in our memory, and I think he can justifiably prove his claim that he is the most pro-union president in American history.
When you're at a big happy event like this, it's pretty easy to start being pretty optimistic about what's going to happen the rest of the year, right?
We are cautiously optimistic. We know there is much work ahead. We are not taking anything for granted. So that optimism is accompanied by the belief that we will do the work necessary to win.
All right, I'm more on the emotional side, Ed. I just feel it in the moment and in the air today. There's 150 or so leaders from their respective areas of the UAW here helping out at the North Texas Food Bank. And we just feel like one big, happy group that's going forward, and nothing can stop us. So maybe I'll feel differently tomorrow, but like you said, optimism.
That is the only way to be, Gene. Optimism all the time, but some realism mixed in.
Okay, that's from Ed Sills, the Communications Director of the State of Texas.
That's why I wanted him to see what we were doing today in Region 8, and he's glad he got to see it. He's been testifying.
This
today
is the director of Region 8 UAW.
Very proud of you. It is truly an honor to walk with each and every one of you every day. That is so much fun.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
Who are we?
UAW!
We hear you!
UAW!
The largest region in the auto workers union. And we had a good 100 people lined up for pictures. And we just worked 4 hours volunteering at the North Texas Food. food bank. And we were responsible for some 96,000 meals for hungry North Texans. Because there was also a $5,000 cash donation in addition to our 4,000 man hours of work. How about it? Are you tired?
Oh, yeah.
How many retirees were here?
Oh, I don't know.
A bunch of us. There was a 10 or 12 anyway. So are you sorry you came?
Absolutely not.
You liked it, huh?
Yeah, happy we were here.
We did some really good stuff.
Who are we?
UAW!
We hear you!
UAW!
One more time!
This is Gene Lance on the Workers Beat Extra.